you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences, or just not manifesting what you want in life, welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 90, How Meditating Can Ease Anxiety, Stress, and Fear. You know, emotions play a key role in building trust and developing relationships. And fear can tear apart relationships and destroy trust. Stress and anxiety can often do the same. Yet each one has subtle nuances from the other. Emotional and physical responses can be similar in all three, yet there are many differences between feeling stressed, becoming anxious, and becoming frozen with fear. All three prepare the body to react to a threat, but a sustained reaction in these three states can cause mental and physical distress. Stress can have both positive and negative outcomes. Stress is what happens when something disturbs your balance or gives rise to a change. This is called a stressor. This can be something physical in the external world or something emotional or physical generated internally because you either sense something bad is going to happen or something is going on internally in the body. If the stressor is taken away, the stress will also leave. So if you can identify the stressor, you can eliminate it and remove the stress altogether. Anxiety is an emotion characterized by feelings of tension, worried thoughts, and physical changes like increased blood pressure. People with anxiety disorders usually have a recurring intrusive thought or concerns. They may avoid certain situations out of worry. They may also have physical symptoms such as sweating, trembling, dizziness, or even a rapid heartbeat. Anxiety is often anticipatory and is usually based on an imagined threat or one that has not yet materialized. Fear is best defined as an emotional response to a known or definite threat. It's your attempt to keep safe by responding to danger. Fear causes you to act and deal with the threat, but if no action takes place, the body will remain in a state of readiness to act. A sustained fear response can take a toll on the physical and emotional body. Guided meditations and mindfulness exercises can help people operate at their best without feeling stressed, anxious, or fearful. This is done by teaching the body and mind to react in a different way. I have a mindfulness/guided meditation course that will help reduce all three in your life. You can find it on HeidiDallaire.com, and I'll drop the link in the show notes. Making mindfulness and meditation part of your daily life can transform these underlying emotional responses to ones of calm and ease. The fast-paced, hectic world we live in is fraught with situations that can cause us to feel an unhealthy amount of stress. This stress sometimes develops into or manifests itself as worries and fears, leading to feelings of anxiety. Have you fallen into this frustrating path? So, it's comforting to know that you can ease feelings of anxiety by understanding your worries and fears and taking action to get to the root of them. One of the prime natural methods to ease in anxiety is the use of meditation. Meditation is a basic self-help technique that can get you in better touch with yourself. It also relieves stress, relaxes your body, and calms your mind. Now, if you're wondering a little bit more about meditation, you can go ahead and listen to the episode that I had Dr. Paul Douglas on. We talk a lot about meditation. The meditation that I teach is all very heart-based, and I find it far easier than any other type of meditation out there. Anyway, Anxiety is a scary thing because it's your body's reaction to a fearful situation. And except anxiety can form when there's no perceived threat, too. You may even fall into a pattern where you're afraid of fear itself. So you avoid situations that have brought out anxiety in the past. However, you'll soon find that avoiding life does nothing to help you solve your challenges, right? How often do we avoid things that we just cause us anxiety and stress? We just avoid them instead of dealing with them. So you can enjoy much better results by figuring out the real causes of your feelings of anxiety. And seeking outside help may help you understand these feelings. Another way to get to the root of your feelings is by practicing meditation. There are different ways you can approach a meditative practice. You can start by just picking a time every day when you can calmly be alone with distractions. You can begin your meditation by taking deep breaths and focusing only on each breath as it goes in and out. There's so many things you could do. You could follow guided meditations. And on a particularly stressful day, you might have more difficulty focusing on your breath. The thoughts of whatever is stressing you may keep getting in the way. Now, when this happens, acknowledge the thought and then go back to concentrating on your breath. Eventually, you'll feel your mind growing calmer and calmer and calmer. As you calm your mind, begin purposely taking notice of your thoughts. All you must do is notice them and then return your attention to your breath again. Any thoughts make you uncomfortable or tense, relax your muscles and then focus on your breath again. Try not to stress yourself out further by getting frustrated with the meditation process. It's not about being thoughtless. That is impossible. As you continue to practice, it will get easier and you'll look forward to your relaxation sessions. I know I look forward to my meditation practice every single day. I start my day and end my day this way. Meditating will help you become fully aware of the present moment. Remind yourself to spend a portion of every day in the present so you're not burdened by past and future stress. With a regular practice, you'll be able to expand the amounts of time that you stay in the present. By continuing to meditate on a consistent basis, you'll begin to notice your true self. It's actually quite amazing when you start spending a lot of time meditating, you get to know yourself better. You understand who you truly are in there, not who you are living up in your head. You can discover a lot about your life by maintaining awareness of the present moment. Also notice the way your body reacts to stress and anxiety, and you can take measures to counteract it. With meditation, guided meditations, or mindfulness, you can make your feelings of anxiety become a faint memory of the past. Start meditating today so you can look forward to a bright future. There's a heart-space guided meditation on my YouTube channel, which is also called Heal Your Story with Heidi Dallaire, that I believe you will really, really enjoy. It's been helpful for thousands of people so far. Sending you lots of love. Until next time, enjoy your meditations.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.